Woodrow Kroll here. When you train one pastor in Ecuador, some donor friends are standing by to train a second pastor.
Call 833-443-5467 or go online at trainapastor.com.
Every gift counts, and now every gift is doubled. Trainapastor.com.
Hey, this is Jim Graham from the Masculine Journey Podcast, where we explore relationship instead of religion every week. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Once a world champion wrestler, now a champion for Christ. Once the Russian nightmare, now the devil's worst nightmare. And your tag team partner, Nikita Koloff. It's time to man up.
What does a raven, a lark, a Harlem Globetrotter, and a preaching machine all have in common? Stay tuned. You do not want to miss this show. Welcome back to It's Time to Man Up with no longer the Russian nightmare, but now the devil's nightmare, Nikita Koloff. And what a privilege, what an honor, what a pleasure to have on the show with me today, Ronnie Dean Raven, or Pastor Ronnie Dean Raven. Ronnie, welcome to the show today.
Oh, so proud and honored to be here, and we'll just pull a mini pearl. Howdy. So proud to be here.
Well, for our listeners, you don't hail from the great state of North Carolina. Where are you from, Ronnie?
We're from the Ozarks of Missouri.
The Ozarks of Missouri. So there may be some listeners who don't know who Minnie Pearl is. I just happen to be old enough to know who she is. But nevertheless, appreciate that warm greeting to our listeners.
Oh, you're most welcome, champ, and we're just really honored. In fact, as the Bible speaks, double honored. And we just thank you for this privilege to be with you. We've ministered together and tag team preached really everywhere for 24 years, and it's always a pleasure to be with you. I just got one disappointment. I can't see your pretty face.
That's the beauty of radio, though. You know, they can't see anyone's pretty face. So,
well, our faces were made really for television, but just for you, I'm making this special sacrifice, and I want all the radio audience to know that we're basically Siamese twins in the ministry, and the only difference between the preaching machine and Nikita Koloff, he never has a bad hair day like I do.
That's right. No hairspray required for the devil's nightmare.
Oh, and, yeah. And a lot of times we travel together in the same vehicle to church, and if the wind's blowing, I run into the church and you just casually walk.
That's one of the benefits of having a shaved head. You don't have to worry about morning hair or anything else.
That's right, brother.
Hey, speaking of, you mentioned 24 years, Ronnie. Tell our listeners, how'd we meet?
We met through another wrestler who was Jake the Snake's tag team partner, who went by King Cobra. And I'd been introduced to 8-time champion Harley Race through him. And we had a wrestling event, the WWE and Raven Star Productions, at the old St. Louis house on Lafayette and Jefferson in downtown St. Louis. And that's when I first met you. It was on a Friday, and there was over 1,000 people there. And Harley had always let me preach during intermission in the middle of the ring. And I told him I wanted to tag team with you, and you were going to preach out on the campgrounds where I pastored at the Revival Center near Potosi in Park Hills, Missouri. You was going to be with us at our 2:00 service that Sunday. And you and I preached together. That's how we initiated our ministry and acquaintance and brotherhood in Christ, and it's lasted 24 glorious years.
Yeah, that is now has become more than just a kindred friendship. In fact, I view you because of, and we're going to talk more about this, but I view because of your experience in ministry, you know, like a spiritual dad, spiritual father, really look up to you and have leaned on you many, many times, you know, when I've needed answers, whether it was answers to life's challenges and struggles, or even just a scriptural reference. I mean, you've always been there and had that for me. You know, you mentioned a legendary name, Ronnie, Harley Race. And for the avid wrestling fan out there, they'll certainly, I feel to say, recognize that name. I know you were mentioning how Harley would let you preach at intermission of his shows, which is kind of a unique thing, right? People coming to a wrestling event, but then the opportunity to hear a gospel message. How well received was that, Ronnie, when you, not necessarily the first time we got to tag together and do that, but just in general, because I know you did that on many of his shows. How was that received by the audience?
On a scale of 1 to 10, Champ, it was a 12. God really honored that. Harley would also let me bring in gospel singers, and sometimes I'd preach even twice because I'd have more than one intermission, but I always had at least one opportunity to preach, and I became very close and involved with his WWL, World League Wrestling, and all of those that participated on his staff. It was just a God-written script. I could not have written a better script for that. And one time, we was in a wrestling event in DeSoto, Missouri, and the weather was real bad. It had been flooding. And I went over to him and his wife, BJ, and God told me what I was talking to them, and I spoke to them. I said, I'm pleading the precious blood of Jesus over both of you. And I ministered to them and prayed over them. At 1 o'clock the next morning, I got a call from Harley and BJ, and they had on the back of their SUV the trailer that carried the ring and the chairs. And it slid off the road and twisted and went down about 100 to 150 foot embankment. And I quote from the highway patrolman. He said, when you folks go to church tomorrow morning, you thank God that you're still alive, because if that trailer had not come off, then you would be dead. And both of them were just, BJ was crying, and Harley just said, I can't thank you enough, Raven. We know it was your prayers. And that really bonded us together like nothing had ever done before. And he had me testify to that at the next event in the middle of the ring.
Yeah, I know there. I remember you sharing that story with me, and I know you've had. I know there were a number of conversations you had had with them over the years, and you left them teary-eyed more than once, right?
That's correct. It was just the Lord, Champ. And I noticed a change in him throughout the years, and he was very close to the million-dollar man, Ted DiBiase. Ted's dad died in his arms. Him and Harley were doing their tag team practice, and he had a heart attack, and then he helped, you know, get Ted into the business. And Ted, I've been with him as well, and we double-teamed up on Harley and spoke about the end time and everything. But the bottom line is, Champ, I noticed a big difference between him and BJ as the years went on. And it's like Elijah and Elisha. They never knew when they met the final result of that handshake and embrace. And Elijah, when he was translated, had 16 miracles. He had a double portion given to Elisha. Elijah is the originator. Elisha is the continuer. And Elisha had 32 miracles, and then a 33rd when he was dead and nothing but bones in a grave, they threw a dead man on his bones, and he revived and was resurrected. And the champion, just like when we met, when we shook hands and embraced, we had no idea of what God had planned for us. And I want this radio audience to know, when I start preaching with you and we tag team, you're wrestling and five-time championship, being the Russian Nightmare, seal the deal. It carries you. Now, in 2020, it makes no difference if someone meets you and doesn't know you were five-time world champion. Your ministry is carrying you. The anointing and power of the Holy Ghost and God's gifts and callings that are without repentance. God will never apologize or repent for calling Nikita Koloff to preach the gospel. You don't need any wrestling or history behind you. The anointing and divine presence of God is carrying you in your ministry right now.
Well, and I'm certainly humbled by that, Ronnie. Thank you. I'm reminded of another evangelist from South Africa who a number of years ago who said a very similar thing to me. We were standing in the parking lot of West Monroe, Louisiana, and said, you know, currently, you know, people want the wrestler, Nikita Koloff, to come and speak. And he goes, but there will come a day, and just confirming what you just said as an encouragement to you, that there will come a day when it won't be the wrestler, it'll be the evangelist, Nikita Koloff. And I have certainly been very blessed to have traveled around the world and sharing the gospel, and in many cases alongside of you and teaming up together. But there's other guys in addition to me. I mean, we have some dear friends that we've teamed up with. Frank Shelton, who we've had on this show before. There have been a number of other guys. You know, of course, we're talking a lot about Harley Race, but there's other wrestlers. You mentioned the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, and teaming up with him. But there have been others that you've been around. In fact, not just wrestlers. I'm reminded of a name for those who are some of our older listeners out there, the name Metalark Lemon. Hey, hold on one second. We're going to come back and talk about that.
Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com, because you are number one.
All feet agree, Clemens Carpet is where you need to be. With carpet, vinyl, tile, and hardwood from the top brands, Clemens Carpet does it right from beginning to install. Voted number one by you in the Reader's Choice Awards, Doug, Chad, Benny, Pee-wee, and the team at Clemens Carpet look forward to seeing and serving you soon.
This is Nikita Koloff, and I want to thank Clemens Carpet for supporting my new show, Man Up, Saturday afternoon at 12:30 on the Truth Network.
Welcome back to It's Time to Man Up, talking with Pastor Ronnie Dean Raven, a dear, dear friend of mine, like a spiritual dad. And Ronnie, before the break, we had mentioned a name, Metalark Lemon. Tell our listeners a little bit, those who might not be familiar with Metalark Lemon, who that is and how you guys were able to team up for the kingdom.
I'll be honored to do that, champ. Metalark Lemon is the kingpin of the original Harlem Globetrotters. In fact, he and St. Louis pitcher legend Bob Gibson, who was also a Harlem Globetrotter before he became a Cardinal, they roomed together and were best of friends. And after he left the Globetrotters in the early 80s, they were never the same. He wasn't the main spoke in the wheel. Metalark was the wheel. And we got together through Frank Shelton. Frank Shelton had called me and told me Metalark was in St. Louis with Albert Pujols, and he wanted a weekend service. So he recommended me to try to help him out, and we did, and we got him a service here in Farmington, Missouri, at the First Free Will Baptist, and then that night we went to Collinsville, Illinois, at the Revive Assembly. And I was just thrilled, champ. I mean, I could never have written a better script than God wrote, and I was going to be happy the rest of my life just having those two weekend services and meeting him. And we got pictures together. He autographed a basketball to me and put to Ronnie Dean, the preaching machine from your first cousin, Mel Lark Levin. We always called each other Raven and Lark. He would introduce me and say, "That was the preaching machine, Raven. He's my first cousin. He's the white sheep of the family." And I mean, the audience would just go skyrocket up into the air and through the roof and back. And I met him through Frank Shelton, but he called me back about a week later, and he called me first cousin and the machine. He'd say, "You know, I enjoyed being with you, God speaking to me, and I want to hook up with you. You get the revivals, me and you come together and tag team." And we did that 5 years, over 300 events, and it was just something that I still embrace. It never gets out of your system. And he told me one time, champ, he said, "I've had more pictures taken with you than anybody else in my whole ministry and life as a basketball player."
5 years, over 300 events together that you and Metal Ark Lemon, the infamous Harlem Globetrotter, were able to have. And I'm guessing, any guess on how many lives were impacted from those 300 services that you guys had together?
Oh, champ, you would need a calculator, because 300 events, that was TV, radio, churches. We went to car lots, banks. We went into donut shops, different stores. We was even out on the street two or three times and had musicians there playing. When God writes a script, champ, it goes from A to Z, the Alpha and Omega, the earth to the sun at high noon and back many, many times. And it's everlasting. It don't end. And he was in my hometown here in Farmington and Park Hill so much and stayed here. And we done local events as well. But when we was going to do something, we usually met right here. And if he wasn't with me in a restaurant or walking with me down the sidewalk, people go, "I don't recognize you. Your buddy's not with you."
Right.
It was that close, champ, that great relationship. And I have yet to go into a restaurant with Metal Ark that somebody didn't pay for our food.
Yeah, just an added blessing of the Lord, right?
It's always, yes, it was.
Champ. Yeah, you get up to the cash register and they say your meal's already been paid for. And you're like what?
Oh, yeah,
and
all the time. And people would come up, and especially the women, they just put their hands over their chest and go, "You don't know what you meant to my dad and us kids growing up." And people would walk up to him, especially in a restaurant, go, "Are you who I think you are?" And he'd go, "No, you're thinking of my father."
Oh.
He always had something witty to say. He was just, there was nobody like him.
Pretty quick-witted. Now, you've had a lot of unique opportunities. Obviously, our listeners already, Metal Ark Lemon, Million Dollar Man, Teddy Harley Race, Nikita Koloff. You've been a part of the ministry team for two of the last Olympics in London and the Olympics in Rio, correct?
Yes, and Frank Shelton helped me there. I helped Frank Shelton years ago when he needed some help, and I didn't know you can't help somebody without this happening. What you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. And I blessed Frank. Well, the man who was over the evangelism and the coronation of all the evangelists in the Olympics in London, he got very ill, so they appointed Frank to take his place. And Dr. Sam Means said, "Frank, somebody's going to take your place." And he recommended me. And then that's how it all started. And we preached with Carl Lewis, the Olympian of the century, and it just went on and on. And those opportunities arose. And then we went to Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, and it was even greater there. And I just, the impact of it, that's another script God wrote. I know one thing. When you do something for someone, God's going to return the favor. What you sow, you reap. And it has to go that way, whether it's good or evil. And God has always embraced me and breathed on me and blessed me. When I bless others, he returns the favor.
Well, that's exactly what I was just thinking, the sowing and reaping principle. You're talking about helping other people, whether it's helping Frank get a speaking engagement or helping Metal Ark Lemon get a speaking engagement or just helping people in general. You can't help enough people. We know that. And you're right. That's one of God's principles, sowing and reaping. And Ronnie, I've seen you sow into many people's lives, and certainly just some of your stories today are just evidence of what you have reaped. I had one of my mentors say one time, you know, you don't just reap what you sow. He actually said it this way: you reap more than you sow. Because if you were to sow one apple seed, you don't just get one apple seed in return. I mean, in fact, that apple seed can actually develop into an entire apple tree, which can produce hundreds, if not thousands, of apples. Right. So, for the listener out there, you know, just know you can't sow enough good seed, and then when you do, the return on that can be just multiplied tremendously. Right.
Oh, that's a grand slam home run, champ. You touched all the bases. And speaking of, you know, blessing people, when we was in Montego Bay, Jamaica, you got me acquainted with the Total Package, Lex Luger. And then we went to Calhoun, Georgia, and he and I preached a tag team citywide. Went back a second time, and Frank Shelton joined us. Calhoun, Georgia will never be the same. And me meeting Lex was just a thrill. Lex and you have always been our favorite wrestlers. In fact, my son, who's a minister, and you have preached in the church where he pastors, you were always his favorite wrestler. And then when he met you, he just went to the Sun at High Noon and back. And then we recently, both of us together, was with him and spent the night over there at his place in the country. And he's still ecstatic. You called two of his teacher buddies, in fact, their principal and superintendent of the school there in Potosi, and they'll never be the same. It's just like pushing the first domino, champ. Everything begins to fall in place and come together.
Well, I tell you, I'm always amazed at how fast time flies. So when we're talking, hey, in 60 seconds, Ronnie, how'd you get the nickname, the Preaching Machine? Tell our listeners.
Gail Jackson was also called Cyclone Jackson. He was from Sykeston, Missouri. In the early 50s, he was in the top 10 greatest preachers in America. And he used to preach with J. Charles Jessup in Gulfport, Mississippi on the streets. And he kind of my revival there in the Sykeston area. And after he heard me preach, he got up and made the announcement. This was in 1972. He said, "This is Ronnie Dean, the Preaching Machine. He's got the old-time religion, and the old-time religion's got him." And that tag stayed on me.
Wow, going back, because I know, Ronnie, you have ministered for well over 50 years now, correct?
Yeah, it'll be 52 years this Christmas Day, and I preached over 9,000 times on five continents and over 40 states in America, and God is my source. I can't make it without him. Wouldn't want to if I could. The Holy Ghost is my comforter. He leads me in all truth. And Jesus Christ is my King, my Savior, and the soon coming Lord. And I just every day honor the Holy Trinity in my life.
Ronnie, you are leaving a legacy. I know not only for your own family, but many others that you've come in contact with, and you've touched many, many, many hearts in those 52 plus years. And what a milestone, 9,000 plus sermons and all the continents and states and all the places that you've traveled and shared the good news, man. It's just such an honor to have you a part of my life, and I appreciate you being on the show today.
It's my honor, champ, a double honor, and I cherish and treasure the day God put us together. And you rest assured, you are tops in my life. I love you, and we've never had a crossword in 24 years, and we bonded, we exalt Christ, and we're looking forward to the day we can spend eternity together with him.
Well, and for all the listeners out there, I hope you were blessed by just some of Ronnie's story today, and be encouraged to know that no matter what walk of life, whether you're called into the ministry as Ronnie was many, many, many years ago, and all those that God crossed his path with, or you're just out there, you know, working in the marketplace, you know, or you're home raising a family, it's all ministry. And if you don't know Jesus today, can I encourage you today be a good day to surrender your life to the Lord.
Praise God.
Till next time.
Men, I would like to challenge each of you to consider spending 5 days with Lex Luger and I at Man Camp, pursuing the heart of God. Ladies, if you're listening, we'll send your men home better equipped to be men of God, godly husbands, and godly fathers. That appeals to you, give them your blessing and encourage them to sign up today at mancamp.info. Pastors, if you would like to bring Koloff for Christ Ministries and Man Up Conference to your community, go to koloff.org and email me. Remember this, it's time to man up.
We so appreciate our listeners. If you will support this program with a financial gift of any amount, I will send you a personalized copy of my latest book, Nikita, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to koloff.net. That's koloff.net, koloff.net, and make your contribution today.
Nikita Koloff, the Russian Nightmare here for Crescent Automotive. If buying a car is a nightmare for you, my friends, Brian and Jamie Johnson at Crescent Automotive make it simple to find your pre-owned dream car with no hassle, affordable windshield pricing. No matter where you live, they will get your American dream car to you, baby. DriveCrescent.com is all you need to know. Their whole inventory is right there with the right price. Everybody drives a Crescent. You should too. DriveCrescent.com.
This is the Truth Network.